Swimming Australia's come under fire for its handling of Shayna Jack's positive drug test, but legal experts say the organisation was right to keep the affair secret for 2 weeks. It was originally claimed that Jack left South Korea for personal reasons as the team was preparing for the World Championships there, but at the weekend, Jack revealed that she'd failed a drug test. In a lengthy statement overnight, the swimmer confirmed that the second test, or the B sample, had proved positive for the substance ligandrol. She says she didn't knowingly take a banned substance, and the statement goes on.
I have never missed a random drug test, and I always have my whereabouts up to date. In Australia, in a sport like swimming, I feel there is no possible way for an athlete to intentionally take a banned substance and not get caught. I get tested approximately every 4 to 6 weeks, so why would I take anything banned and do this to myself?
Our North America correspondent, Jake Sturmer, has been covering the World Championships in Korea. I spoke with him a short time ago. Jake, what's the latest?
Well, Sabra, the tournament has now wrapped up and Australian athletes will be leaving South Korea today, but not without great uncertainty that's been caused from this doping scandal. I mean, it's actually been quite a successful tournament for Australia. They finished in fourth with 7 golds, 9 silvers and 7 bronze medals. But of course, it's all about Shayna Jack and the impact that her positive doping test has had on the team. She released a statement late yesterday that suggested her positive test may have come from a contaminated supplement. And I managed to speak to Shayna Jack's coach, Dean Boxall. He told me he believes her claims that she doesn't know how the banned substances entered her body.
Obviously, she's going through a hard time, and I fully support Shayna, but I do fully support the process, you know. As soon as we found out that she left, she wasn't here, we've gone through the process, and we just got to let it unfold. So yeah, it's in the lawyer's hands, but she's been taken care of.
You're confident she'll be cleared by ASADA as this process happens?
Oh, you can't be fully confident, can you? I mean, it's in front of the lawyers, and, you know, I fully trust and believe Shayna.
That's swimmer Shayna Jack's coach, Dean Boxall, speaking there. And, Jake, what's the next step for FINA, the International Swimming Federation, and Australian team management?
Well, essentially now the next stage of the process, you can hear pretty clearly from Dean Boxall, is that Shayna will be consulting her lawyers. And essentially Swimming Australia has been forced to defend these allegations of a cover-up because Shayna's statement yesterday revealed that the organisation knew about this positive B sample for more than a week. And the fact that it only came out towards the end of the tournament has had some questioning whether that's appropriate, an appropriate notification process. Now, Swimming Australia, for its part, says legally, its hands were tied, but there is now questions in how this process will carry out. ASADA will be looking at its investigation, and that's a process that, even if Shayna Jack was to be cleared, could perhaps rule her ineligible from the Tokyo Olympics anyway, just because of the kinds of durations that these investigations tend to take.
Jake, how do the other swimmers feel about this case, and does it throw a pall over the whole championship?
Well, there are certainly now, you know, a lot of clouds that have been caused by this positive test. We've heard in a statement from Mac Horton, he says he was let down by the news of Jack's positive drug test. He said he was disappointed to learn that a fellow Dolphins team member had recently returned the positive A sample. We've also heard from American athletes. It sparked a fierce backlash from fellow competitors. American champion Lily King was very quick to criticize. She has been an outspoken critic of Sun Yang and says she now considers Shayna Jack to be a drug cheat herself. But not everyone in Team America is so critical. I also spoke to Ryan Murphy. He's a 3-time gold medalist, and he told me the kind of news has a really devastating personal impact. And I think we can really get a sense of that from Shayna Jack's statement that we've seen overnight.
That's our North Asia correspondent, Jake Sturmer, in South Korea.